Module 12, Preparing Your Body for Lifelong Rest. Hello, and welcome to Module 12. In our last session, we learned how to retrain the mind to trust sleep again. Tonight, we turn to the body. Because sleep is not only about the night, it is also about the day, the rhythms, choices, and practices that prepare your body for rest. The way you move, eat, and care for yourself now shapes not just tonight's sleep, but the strength of your rest for years to come. Let me share with you the story of Helen. A story of running on empty. Helen was in her early 50s, a successful manager with a busy family life. Her mornings began in a rush, often without breakfast, just a coffee clutched on her commute. By mid-morning, she was on her second cup. By late afternoon, she reached for another just to push through. Lunch was usually at her desk, fast food or whatever was quickest between meetings. She told herself she'd exercise tomorrow, but tomorrow rarely came. Most evenings ended with her sitting for hours, catching up on emails or scrolling through work on her laptop until late. At night, her body rebelled. Some nights she fell asleep quickly but woke at 3 in the morning, her mind alert and her body restless. Other nights she tossed and turned, unable to drift off at all. During our initial consultation, she said to me, "Doctor, my body and mind always feel wired. Please help me calm down at night." That is where we leave her story. Running on empty, longing for rest but unprepared to receive it. Instructional teaching. Helen's struggle is the story of daytime preparation for lifelong rest. Dr. Peter Attia, physician, longevity expert, and author of the best-selling book Outlive, is recognized as one of the world's leading voices on metabolic health and lifespan. He consistently points to sleep as one of the strongest predictors of long-term well-being. But sleep cannot be separated from what you do with your body during the day. Movement, nutrition, and fulfillment all condition your nervous system for the night. Here are 3 practical steps he recommends to prepare your body for deeper sleep. 1. Move your body daily. Exercise is one of the strongest tools for improving sleep. Dr. Attia emphasizes consistency over intensity. Regular movement lowers stress, balances hormones, and deepens sleep pressure at night. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate activity most days. Walking, cycling, swimming, or strength training. Try to finish vigorous exercise at least 2 hours before bedtime so your body physiologically returns to a resting state. This allows your heart rate and stress hormones to settle, preparing you for deeper rest. 2. Eat and drink for rest. Your nutrition affects your sleep more than most realize. Heavy meals late in the evening force the body to digest when it should be unwinding. Instead, finish eating 2 to 3 hours before bed. Also, caffeine after midday lingers in the body for many hours, blocking the buildup of adenosine, the chemical that drives sleep pressure. As for alcohol, it may make you feel drowsy, but it fragments deep sleep and robs you of recovery. Choose foods that support stable blood sugar, like colorful vegetables, lean proteins such as wild-caught fish, grass-fed beef, or free-range chicken, and healthy fats like virgin olive oil, nuts, and avocado. Dr. Attia explains that sleep and your body's metabolism work hand in hand. When your metabolism is healthy, meaning your body uses energy smoothly and keeps blood sugar balanced, it's easier to relax and rest. And when you sleep deeply, that sleep repairs your body and protects your health for the long term. 3. Cultivate joy and fulfillment. Your body is not separate from your inner life. Dr. Attia often points out that stress, dissatisfaction, and chronic worry raise cortisol, the stress hormone, and disrupt recovery, while purpose and contentment lower stress hormones and support deep rest. Fulfillment is not only personal. Studies show that people who are part of supportive, loving communities, families, friendships, or faith groups often sleep more deeply and live longer. When you feel connected and supported, your body feels safe enough to rest. When your days carry meaning, and your nights are wrapped in the security of belonging, sleep comes more easily. Caring for your body includes caring for your spirit and caring for your place in community, because all of these shape the quality of your sleep. Summary. Together, these three steps, moving your body, eating and drinking for rest, and cultivating joy and fulfillment, prepare not only tonight's sleep, but the foundation of your lifelong rest. Each choice lowers stress, balances your body's systems, and signals safety to your nervous system. Over time, these practices strengthen your health, protect your vitality, and allow sleep to become what it was always meant to be, a daily gift and a healer across your years. A spiritual foundation. Here is a passage from the Bible to contemplate. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health, and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. The third letter of John, chapter 1, verse 2. This verse is more than a greeting. It is a blessing. The Apostle John speaks to Gaius, but his words echo across the centuries to us as well. He reminds us that God's concern is not only for the soul, but also for the body. Health, rest, and spiritual well-being are woven together. As you prepare your body with wise choices during the day, you are not only supporting tonight's rest, you are honoring the gift of health that God desires for you. Lifelong rest flows from this wholeness. When body and soul are cared for together, sleep becomes not just rest, but renewal. Your action step. One action only, simple and sacred. Open your sleep journal to a fresh page, write today's date, then complete this sentence. Tonight, I commit to preparing my body for lifelong rest by. And choose one step. Daily movement, finishing meals earlier, optimizing my sleep environment, or cultivating joy and fulfillment. One chosen act, written and declared. Over time, these choices will not only improve tonight's sleep, but build a foundation of rest for years to come. This is Dr. Thomas Solis. I pray you pass today's lesson to your loved ones as well. Next, I will see you in the final module of the Better Life Tribe Sleep Mastery course.